Now, I'm not much of a gardener. Never really have been. Perhaps I've never really had the opportunity. And as we were walking into to church this morning, Colin pointed out that maybe there were others here who aren't much of a gardener from the state of the gardens around the church. But one of the things that I have discovered, particularly when I was in the Carmelites and had a bit of time then to, I guess, to work out in the garden, is the importance of that pruning. I guess I also learnt this lesson from Mum and Dad growing up on the farm, that we needed to, at times, you know, quite viciously, it seemed, attack the apple trees or the rose bushes or the vines in order that they would grow in the right way. That if a branch began to grow inward, it wouldn't get the sun, it wouldn't receive that fullness. And although it may begin out or begin to be healthy, that wouldn't be the end result. And so at times, yes, you know, you need to prune them back. I guess as I've grown older, I've taken more interest particularly in the vine for some particular reason, and friends who have vineyards have shared the same kind of experience, that they need to, you know, to be quite hard at times to shape the vines in order that they will flourish, in order that they will produce this fruit. It's one of the calls of the Christian life, that our lives indeed will be fruitful. Yes, you know, we can just go and do our own thing. We can live in the pretense that we're living good lives, that we're living holy lives, that we're doing the right thing, that we're not harming anybody. And yet it's so much just the spirit of our age, the spirit of independence, that wanting just to do our own thing, to be disconnected both from Christ and from his body. And that's where so many problems have arisen within our society. I was reading a book this week, and the author was pondering the sociological significance of railway stations in France. That may seem like an odd thing to do, but one of the things that many people have noticed is that in 19th century France, one of the things that happened was that deeply pious peasants, people who were deeply involved and connected with their God, their faith, and indeed with the land, but as soon as they stepped foot on that railway station to take them to Paris, all of their faith, all of their religious practices suddenly dropped away, and they were never again connected with the church. It's that sense of us being, having an understanding of thankfulness, of gratitude for all that God does in our lives, for all that he wants to do in us. And this image of the vine and the branches offers us a rich pool for reflection, a rich source for us indeed to ponder the way in which we receive so much from God. When we receive the very fullness of our life from the Lord, to allow that gift to come to the fullness in us by letting the Lord prune us, by letting the Lord shape us, by letting the Lord's life flow through us, so that we can impact the world, so that we can be people of hope, people of life. It's a great connection also for us as we celebrate, as we acknowledge the gift of the missionary church, as we pray for those who commit themselves to sharing the gospel of Christ, to connect others who have not yet heard the name of Jesus with the one true life, who give them an opportunity to worship, who give others an opportunity to allow that grace and gift of Christ to be the one source of their life. As we celebrate Mission Sunday in this parish, we remind ourselves of that possibility of being connected, being a significant part of the missionary church, that we're not independent, that as the life of Christ flows through us, it flows also into the whole church. All those who, like us, struggle to live our lives in gratitude, who struggle to live our lives in hope, who struggle to be faithful to that call of Christ, to be connected with Him, to remain deeply embedded in the life of God. And so it is an opportunity for us to really share what we have, what we've received, and to allow that grace and that mercy to flow through us in a very practical way of praying and of sharing our resources. So you'll notice that there is the mission envelopes on your seats, so reminding us that our salvation is indeed bound together. So I invite you now just to take up your envelopes and to prayerfully ponder, to think what it is that the Lord might be calling you to share with the missionary church, and so to take this opportunity to rejoice, to give thanks in this very practical way.